It's up to 34 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday, December 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died Wednesday, November 27th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Shirley Gruber include her children, David and Kathy Hagen of Mount Horeb, and Barbara and Ken Tight of Madison. Two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry Tally of Jellystone, Wisconsin and Mesa, Arizona, in-laws, Floyd and Lois Gruber, Carol and Dave Linz, Dolores Gruber, Rita Gruber, many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Rick Meixelsperger is survived by three children, Nathan and Lisa Meixelsperger, Tezra and Mark Menny, and Aaron and Christopher Lane. Four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, his mother, Carol Meixelsperger, six siblings, Jane and Tim Prouty, Ruth and Fred Schreiner, Jeff and Mary Meixelsperger, Mary and Bernie Andrews, Rory and Tracy Meixelsperger, and Mike and Lori Meixelsperger. Also many nieces and nephews. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Cox is survived by two children, Jessica and Sean Walsh of Muscadet, and Tyson and Tona Cui of Lancaster. Seven grandchildren and two brothers, Don and Staria Cui of Richland Center, and Mark and Lori Cui of Muscadet. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69 of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeff Corning is survived by his wife of 30 years, Holly, three children, Jesse and Jim Creek, Morgan and Terrence Cordray, and Abby and Dan Martin. 16 grandchildren, his mother, Mary Lou Corning, siblings, David and Betsy Corning, Karen and Dennis Black, and Elizabeth. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and extended family members. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69 of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75 of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott and Kelly and Lewis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers Randy Lay and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lay. Many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marge Sherwin, 75 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, and Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie. Stepdaughter, Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, five grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.